阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们用四十分钟介绍一下我们在每个阶段的一个发展。你可以做。
Okay. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin, and in this 45 minutes, we'll discuss about the development.
因为我们这里面有比较年轻的老师，那我们可能从十八岁开始介绍起。
So since we have young teachers, so I will first talk about those who are 18 years old.
那我现在介绍的东西是指说，在我们内心里面，我刚刚说在这个底下，内心里面所发展的东西，不是外面看到的，是两个，是里面的。
So I will first talk about what's underneath the water. It's something we don't see, the development of the inner being.
所以在十八开始到二十三哈，那个一个人他的里面开始的大脑的东西，它会开始变成一个立体的。
So for those who are 18 to 23, the brain will start develop in three-dimensional.
它会变成立体的东西。
So it become three-dimensional.
这样有立体吗
？So does this look three-dimensional to you?
它会变成立体的，就是里面。
So the brain will become three-dimensional.
它所有学过的。听到的。
So everything that he has learned and everything that he has heard.
这边一个听，这边听一个 principle， 这边听一个 idea， 这边听，他把所有听到的，在这个 age 开始会整个变成立体拉上来的一个东西在里面哦。
So everything that he has seen and everything he has learned and heard, he will digest and become something that's three-dimensional in his brain.
这个一拉上来的这个 dimensional thinking 开始，第一件事情出现就是 doubt。怀疑。
So when he's developed this three-dimensional thinking, the first thing comes to his mind is doubt.
这个是一个人生非常重要的时间。
And that is a critical part in his life.
他把所有学到的东西从中间一拉起来的时候，没有人教他，他是自然的发展。一上来的时候，他就怀疑我所有知道的东西是不是对的了。
So
他就开始想。
During this development, when he picks up everything, all the ideas from his surroundings, and he will pick that up and become a three-dimensional thinking, and thing is, and then they will start doubting if that is true.
所以里面是一个很 doubtful, 很怀疑的一个脑。
So inside him, it's something that he will become very doubtful, and that's how what's underneath the water.
同时间，他在这段时间里面，他是一个。会开始 develop 一个有目标、有使命的一个想法出来。
And in the same time, it will also develop a mindset full of goals and missions.
他会想，他会开始发展，他其实有一个梦想，他想要搬出去自己住，还是他想要，他有一个梦想。
And he'll have a dream, and he was wondering, should I move out and stay by myself and be independent?
同时间，他在这段时间在里面的 emotional 这一块呢，他第一次的发展孤单跟悲伤。
And in the same time, in terms of emotion, it will develop a loneliness and also sadness inside him.
那在这段时间，他同时发展的东西是，他有时候是没有 momentum 的，他没有 motivation， 不会动的，不会往前的。
And while he developed all these things, but there was no motivation or momentum inside him.
所以从外在的看到的行为，你会看见这个人怎么。很像你可以做更好，你怎么没有做呢？你看他停在那边。
So when you look at him on the outside, you think that he could become better, but how come he was stagnant? He was not moving at all.
因为呢，他在这段时期的发展的学习方、学习 learning ability、学习能力是跟以往不一样的。
Because at that age, his learning ability was different from before.
以前在十八岁之前的学习呢，它是直线往上走。
And at the age of before age of 18, the way he learned was just was a straight line, was linear.
他的脑，他学东西就是你给他他吸，你给他他吸。
So before the age of 18, they will. This is the brain. He whatever you give him, he will receive.
所以你会一直给他东西。
So you will nonstop give him stuff.
这到了十八左右的时候，他整个脑的结构不一样。
So at the age of 18, the brain structure will become different.
他的 learning ability 变成这样学习的东西。
And the way he, the learning ability was different, and it's like a spiral.
他开始变成一个楼梯螺旋的往上走。
And it's like a spiral staircase. It keeps on turning and going higher and higher.
所以他所有落在低点的地方，他会停住。
So whenever he comes to a point, he will stop.
然后他想通了，他就继续往前走。
Also at a lower point of life, he will stop and think and meditate, and after he overcome it, he will move on.
所以他的学习开始变慢。
So that's why his learning ability seems to slow down.
他需要去 figure out 一件事情，可能用一年两年的时间。
If they need to figure out certain things, it could take a year or two.
那现在讲的是我们呢？
And now we talk about us.
不是小孩子哦，小孩子是明天。
So we'll talk about us, not the children. We'll talk about the children tomorrow.
不要急，我看到你们的脸。啊，我小孩子怎么办呢？
So don't worry about your children. We'll talk about tomorrow.
我们现在在讲我们自己当老师、父母啊。因为有年轻的人，我们要介绍一下。如果你 fit 在这个 age 的时候，你会有这些情况出现。可是因为没有人了解我们。我们就觉得我们自己怪怪的这样。
So if you're at the age of 18 to 23, you have to understand yourself because no one can understand you, and you have to understand how your brain works.
这个 age, 他如果刚好当老师的话。
So if you are a teacher at that age,
他一定想要把班上搞好。
He wants to fix the class.
Fit 啊，他有一个梦想。
Because they have a dream.
这个时候，通通要选他做班负责。
So people will vote him as the captain.
不要选老的当班负责。
And then they think, don't be the class captain.
他没有梦想了。
Because then he won't have any dreams.
你要 fit 啊，你们做带领的人要 fit。你们了解这个要 fit， 你怎么排人？你要根据神给他的能力跟恩赐跟 timing 给他工作做。
So because of this age, you have to fit him to the way that God wants him to.
可是现在啊，你看我们这一代啊，要给工作，给他，教会不倒了才怪。你不能给他，你不知道为什么你不能给他，给他，他有梦想。
But sometimes when we dedicate church and work church work to young people, we will think that no, we shouldn't give it to him because everything will turn bad.
不敢放给年轻人。
And because we are worried that we don't dare to give it to the young people.
那是你的经验告诉你年轻人不可靠，对不对？
Because from your experience, you think that young people are not reliable.
他们在这段时间还有丰富的情感。
But at that time, at this age, they have dream and they also have full of emotions.
要做 ，Go， 我们一起做。不要做，我们一起走。啊，丰富的情感。
And they will motivate one another. So if only do it, we'll do together. Otherwise, we'll leave together.
所以他们这一段时期是非常 rigid 的，就是他们很坚持的。他们这一段时期的人。
So at that type of age, they are actually very rigid.
他一就是做得很好。
It's either they want to perform very well.
二就是他碰也不要碰。
And the second is that if I'm doing it, don't touch it.
所以看你们怎么去用这些孩子老师哦。
So you have to think about how you can utilize these teachers. Next slide. 噔噔
噔下一章是二十四岁开始的老师家长们，这时候开始可能有人有小孩了。
So these the next stage is at the age of 24 to 32, and at this time, these people might have children already.
记得哦，他刚才的发展，因为已经经过一个螺旋状的学习，这个。
And just now at the previous stage, they have gone through that spiral staircase kind of development.
那这个东西会一直延续下去 ，on top 的， so, 一直有。
So this spiral staircase development will continue.
所以他看东西开始变得更广跟更深入。
So the things they see will become broader and deeper.
更有一些智慧，更有一些想法，说这个是对的吗？开始有想法。
So they will have their own think and believe that is this true?
好了 ，on top 了，在上面。
So on top of it.
这个时候，他开始很自然的发展爱情跟性的东西开始进来。
So at that age, they will develop love and sexuality.
他不是一个冲动了。
And that was not out of
冲动
impulsive, yes.
冲动大概是在 teenager 的时候。
And it's not out of impulsive because that's only in teenagers they have impulse.
那个是 hormone 的东西。
And that is due to hormones.
现在这个 age 是 brain 的东西 ，now.
And at that age, it's because of the brain structure.
他需要这个稳定的东西进来。
They need something that is stable to go inside them.
是一个会让你firm 跟 stabilize 的东西。
And that's they need some items to make them firm and stable.
好了，他这时候开始有家庭的东西开始出现了。
And at that time they will have a desire to have a family.
也是里面的脑。
And that is inside the brain.
Should I get married?
So they will think, should I get married?
Should I not get married?
Or should I not get married?
就是他会开始，因为他这个发展出来了。
Because that development started, so they will think, should I get married?
如果哈，我们现在先讲 in general， 如果到这个 age 他没有这个想法的时候呢？
So if he's already at that age and don't have this kind of concept.
有可能在他的脑子里面有几块东西没有被 satisfied 到，没有满足。
And that is could be due to a few items are not being satisfied in his mind.
之前的东西没有进来 fulfill.
Perhaps is there is something in the past that he's not fulfilled, but in the past.
有一点点会 delay.
So that's why he could it's delayed a little bit.
我们先讲 in general 大概啊。
But in general, this is how it happened.
这个时候的这个年纪的人很有。那个创意出来
and at that age they are very creative
他开始有很多的目标出现
and they will have many goals
然后他在这个时候记得吗他是28岁在这个时候
and at that time let's say a 28 years old person
他会再一次的评估第一次评估说我现在的 lifestyle 是不是我要的东西
and they will evaluate on the lifestyle whether they want actually such a lifestyle
所以在这段时间的老师们会容易换工作。
So at that age, these teachers they will tend to change jobs very often.
因为他会评估 evaluate 说这个不是我要的。
Because they will start evaluate and think that that's not something I wanted.
好，所以他会 evaluate 几个，他的压力、他的失败、跟怀疑、跟信仰会被 evaluate 过。
So that's the first time they evaluate.On the pressure, the failure, doubt, and faith.
有一些人在这个年纪的时候离开教会。
And a lot of people could leave church at that age.
不是因为他结婚生了孩子，他就不来教会。
It's not because they get married and they have children.
是因为 brain 里面他发展一个信仰的评估。
Because in the brain they started to evaluate their faith.
那假如他有一些东西是满足，他在这一段时间会非常 stable， 就啊，我觉得人生真美好，有一种。
So if this person is satisfied or he's very stable, then they will be they won't change very often.
下一章
Next slide.
年纪更上去了，有没有 fit 到我们了
？So to the next stage.
这段时间是人生里面非常黄金的一段时间。
And this is the golden and the prime period of your age.
因为它整个拉上来的立体的那个思想更大更下去，非常的成熟。
Because the brain become very it's become three dimensional and become very mature.
这一段时间的人，他会开始有自信心不断的出现。
So at this age, they will become very confident.
因为这个时候，可能他的事业有了一点点的成就，这个会帮助他是自信的。
Perhaps the career become very established, and that gives them the confidence.
那在这一段时期会发展另外一个，就是他把童年六岁之前的那个 value 开始重新评估了。
So, and at that age, they will start reflecting on the childhood value, what they have learned at the age of six.
这一段时间的人，他开始要对社会、对教会，他觉得他要有一个贡献度，他想要 offer 一些东西。
So at that age, they felt that they have to contribute to the society and to church.
这些都是自然的，可是他不会告诉我们。
And that comes very naturally, but they won't tell you.
因为所有表现出来只是说话跟行为，对吗？他没有呈现里面，他没有那个 verbal 可以告诉我们现在啊，我正在想什么，没有的。
They do not say that out and verbally express themselves, but rather they will show from the actions.
这一段时期的人开始练习一个东西在脑里面，就是 self-control 的问题，自制力。
And at that age, they will learn to self-control.
开始比较认识自己的不足跟自己骄傲的地方。
They start to learn the where they fall short and where they were proud.
他第二次的在他的人生开始 evaluate 评估我所有的事情是不是成功或是失败的。
And for the second time in their life, they will start evaluate the life whether it was successful or was it a failure.
大脑开始第一次出现人生其实是不完美的这件事。
And they started to realize that life is not perfect.
所以，它是符合这个发展的时间。
And so that is the time where they develop these things.
比如说，现在我们告诉一个孩子说，人生其实是不完美的，他不知道你在讲什么。
So if you have to tell your children that life is not perfect, they will have no clue what you're talking about.
或是你告诉他说，世界，哎，什么？不要贪爱世界。
And if you tell them,
if you
tell your children, do not love the world, they will not understand what you're talking about.
那个要在这一段的时候，他才进得去。
Because you can only realize or understand these phrases at this age.
所以我们应应如果 regulation 出来的时候，有很多 youngsters 会离开。
So if we have to imply our regulations to our children, they will just simply leave.
我们可以讲。
We can tell them.
可是我们要知道他的辛苦在里面。
But we have to understand their sufferings.
懂我意思吗？不然你一直讲，一直讲，他就觉得，所以我不对，我不正常咯。
So if you keep on telling them, they will think that I'm just not normal to you.
二十岁，他还蛮爱这个世界吧。
Because for a 20-year-old person, they will still love this world.
啊，不是哦，你们都不爱这个世界了。
Don't you love this world at the age of 20s?
那为什么穿这么美呢？
Otherwise, why do you dress up so nicely?
它是一个天生的东西。
Because that comes naturally.
他们这一代不用贪爱，你知道吗？不用 greed， 贪爱。
So in this stage, they don't need to be greed.
因为他就他住在里面。
Because they already lived in this greedy world.
他没有距离的。
There's no distance from them between the greed and themselves.
我们贪爱世界是有距离的。
When we
很难翻，对不起。那个动作是这样，就是世界在这边，我想要追他，好，我们就然后道理就是说不要贪爱世界。哦，好，就不要贪，你懂吗？这一代是我就住在这里，你是怎样啊？你嫉妒我？我加2000万。
So for our generation is that we have to chase after greed, but for this generation, they already have all the greediness. They don't have to chase after it.
他对我们现在讲的东西很多是不明白的。
Because of this, they don't understand a lot of things that we say.
那我们没有机会坐下来一起讨论的时候，我们觉得哎，我们讲完了，哦，你没有来教会 ，bad, very bad， 他就不来了。
So without discussion, they will have no clue why you tell them not that is bad to not come to church.
世界的不完美，人生不完美，它在这一段时候自然发展上来，它有时间的。
So only at this age they will realize that this world and is not perfect.
哎，不是你超过了，这边有没有四十几岁左右的？你会不会发现说，你真的叹一口气，这样啊，人生真的是不完美的，对吧？啊，对哈。
So do you have anyone who's at this age group that you realize that this world is not perfect?
我的意思是说，不用人家教你，对不对？它里面自己就睡觉反复，明天清晨起来，啊，人生是这么不完美，对吧？
So you don't need someone to tell you. You will realize one day that this world is so not perfect.
你知道为什么一直要有这个发展神给我们吗？
So do you understand why God gives such development on our age?
他最后是要一直预备我们进入死亡。
These developments are to train us to enter the death.
Death, 死亡，这个是一个奥秘。
And this is a miracle that God trained us to prepare death.
如果不照这个发展起来的时候，我们看见死亡会非常的怕。
So if you don't have this kind of development, we'll be very afraid of death.
你有看过我们信耶稣信一辈子的吗？
Have you seen our members who believe for the whole life?
你就是啦。
And that's you.
忽然间现在告诉你死亡明天临到你。
And suddenly people tell you death will come tomorrow.
不要死，你再给我十年，我一定爱你。有没有听过？
You will just pray to God and tell God that don't let me die. I will love you for my life.
不走的嘞。
There will be people who don't want to die.
那耶稣不是说啊，天使来迎接你走，不走的嘞。
And there are people who don't want to leave, even God sent angels to pick them up.
两年。
And they will just pray hard and say, "Give me 2 more years."
求求求，没求到，对吧？
And then you pray.
神有他美好的旨意。
And you pray, then you just finally say that God has a good will for me, and that is our life.
自己一直跟自己讲话。
Because you just talk to yourself.
他这样一段一段哈，他就是要预备进入 entering death。
So all these different stages of development is to train us to accept death.
他要我们跟随耶稣基督的人在最后 winning 这个 death victory.
So
得胜。
So God wants us to train us so that we will overcome and to win over death.
这个东西如果不进来的话，你以为你可以活到长命不老岁啊？
So if you don't have this kind of development, do you think you will just live forever?
你会非常难跟自己的孩子分开哦。
Then it will be very difficult to be separate with the child.
意思是说，一个 external force 外力一进来的时候，比如说一个意外，外力一进来的时候，你完全承受不起。
It means that if there's an external force, you will not able to handle them.
可是你看，今天神保守我们。
But now God has protected us.
好像就是让我们哎顺顺利平平安安这样一直过老，一直一年一年一直过。为什么
？And He allows us to live safely every year.
要我们学呀。
Why does God allow us to live? Because He wants us to learn.
他给我们很 precious 的一个宝贵的生命。
For God has given us such a precious life.
可是你现在这些东西跟17岁的讲，他不知道你在讲什么的。
But you have to tell them, tell this to your 17 years old. He have no clue what you're talking about.
你只能做给他看。
You can only do it to show them your actions.
嘿，儿啊，女啊，你看见爸爸妈妈多么的喜乐。
So you have to teach children that look at your parents. We are so joyful.
差不多吧，45应该你的孩子如果。In general, 有一些已经17、18、16 teenager 吧，差不多有一些。
So if you're 45 years old, perhaps your child is already entering to become a teenager.
那你发展人生不完美，对吧？在里面。
Then you realize that your life is not perfect.
那你的孩子在发展什么还没介绍，对吧
？And your children probably have not encountered the world yet.
他就看见你。
And they only see you.
看见你每天担心。
They see you worrying every day.
你有看过那种妈妈、爸爸很担心的吗
？So have you encountered parents that are always worrying?
要出门哦。
Before they leave the house.
危险。
Before they leave the house, they'll say it's dangerous out there.
小心。
You have to be careful.
下雨了。
Oh, it's raining.
她没有带伞。
Oh no, she didn't bring the umbrella.
穿的不够。
She's not wearing enough.
一定饿了。
She must be hungry.
他全部的那个 worry 写在他的脸上。
So all types of worry comes to the parents' heart.
那一段你知道是什么时候的 development 吗？发展。
Do you know what kind of development is that? Which stage?
明天你会知道。
Tomorrow you will know.
那个是很小以前的东西。
And that's something started from a young age.
没有过，没有走过，没有经过来，没就是，不鬼啦，没有过来啦。Huh? 没有过怎么讲？就是没有 pass， 一段一段都要经过嘛，哈，他没有经过。
So perhaps that adult has not passed a certain stage of life.
就硬变成45岁了。
Or maybe they have not experienced certain things of that they should experience in that age, so they skipped it.
重新 reflect 回去，变成小孩子的东西。
So they skip it and they have to at the older age they.Go back and to the young age of thinking.
非常担心他的孩子。
And they start to worry about their children.
啊，然后自己就跟自己讲，哎呦，担心没有用。Who I don't know about tomorrow. 就一直唱这种歌，一直催眠自己啊，一直催，就哎呀，怪怪的。
So because you tend to worry a lot, but you try to comfort yourself that don't worry, God knows about tomorrow.
因为下一段。要进入死亡面对的时候，开始很多的担心出现了。
Because at the next stage where you have to receive death, then you will become very worried.
他所有的担心是因为他怕走。
And all these worries is because of one reason, is that of death.
只是展现出来的是用 daily minor stuff, 就是小小的东西在生活上的，这边帮你 poke 一下啦，穿一件衣服啦，就他用这个来展现他里面的。不稳定，因为要走哎。
So these are person when they are afraid of death, they don't show it, but rather they will worry about any minor things in life, and then they because simply they are afraid of death.
请问还有下一章吗？因为我不太知道我准备哦有，所以我有准备到你们的老年。因为我真的不知道我们温哥华教会的那个老师的年纪跨到多少哈。好，老年进来了。
So the next stage is mid age.Mid-age.
中年的东西它完完全全在预备下一段的老年的东西。
So for those who are in middle age, the life is to preparing for the next stage.
在这一段时期的整个发展在大脑里面有一个很特殊的东西就是很多的 memory, 回忆。
So at this age, they will have a lot of memories of things in the past.
那他很多的 memory 之后呢他会开始一直想我这样子的人生是 OK 的吗？正常的哦。
So, when these memories come by, they will start to think if their life is acceptable or not.
他会很怀念他以前的朋友，以前的家乡。
They will start to miss their own the families and friends and their own hometown in the past.
很多童年时期在他家乡巷口吃到的那个东西的味道会回来。
So all those childhood memories or the food they have ever tasted when they were young will come up again.
现在有一群人不知道我在讲什么了。因为没有到这个年纪。
And there's a group of people they don't understand what I'm talking about because they have not reached that age yet.
我们还停留在人生是不完美的。
We have still, we're still stayed at the age where we just felt life is not perfect.
这一段时期自然的，他开始有时候在晚上，有时候在白天开车，什么时候他会一直浮现？哎，如果我死了，是什么样呢？
So at that age, they will start to think, it doesn't matter when they were driving or when they were shopping, they will think, what happened if I die one day?
可是因为我们不谈，对不对？我们没有这样的机会 talk about it, 所以就会他们又自己催眠，哎呦，不要乱想，不要乱想，感谢主，感谢主，有没有？会自己一直催眠，怪怪的。
So because of that age, they will not talk about it, so they will just think to themselves and say, oh, don't worry, God will be preparing for us.
这个时候，他会开始发展一个想要独自安静的一个他的那个感觉出来。他要 alone.
And at that time, they will have a sense that they wanted to be alone.
那这时候，如果你的配偶不认识你
，So at that time, if your spouse don't know you well,
因为可能年纪有差距
，Maybe there is a gap in age.
就是你发展到这边，他还没有发展到，或是他过了。
Perhaps he or she may have not get to this age, or they have already passed that stage.
他需要安静。
And this person, they need they wanted to be alone.
所以配偶就不要再说话。
And the spouse need to be silent.
你再说他会走。
Because if you keep on saying talking, then the other person will leave.
因为在这一段时期，他开始出现他四十几年以来他承受的压力第一次要出现，所以他会 make 一些 decision。决定。
So because at that age, they would think that for the 14 years of suffering, they wanted to make a decision and maybe to be themselves.
对，所以这段时期会有一些变动、改变。
So there will be some changes at this stage of life.
他会在婚姻上有一些人在这个时候会有改变。
So there will be some people who have a different mindset for the on the marriage.
他不是不喜欢再跟你在一起。
It's not like that. They don't want to be with you anymore.
他只是在 develop 发展这个东西。
It's just that they develop this kind of mindset.
所以我们当配偶的，如果我们不知道他其实正在经历这些感觉的时候
，So as a spouse, if you don't know that they have he or she is experiencing these things,
有时候本来是一个想法跟感觉，他就会付诸行动。
Sometimes it could be just a simple thought, but they will put it into action.
那这个行动一出来的时候，我们会吓一跳。
And these kind of actions will shock us.
那这一段的发展也是要预备死亡的事情。
And even this stage, they will also start prepare for the death.
所以人的一生其实很奥妙，就从 baby 你一直看到你现在的年纪，其实你最后会离开的。
So if you look at a person's life, starting from a baby till the old age, eventually they will die.
我们是掌握不到什么东西的。
And we cannot control anything.
最后会回到。我跟神的关系
，at the end
只有这样子。
At the end, it will go back to the relationship between God and us.
可是，如果在整个的发展期里面，你没有先去想到我跟神的关系，你一直想到我跟我孩子的关系。
But if during going through all these stages, if you don't ever ponder about the relationship between you and God, but only think about the relationship between you and your child,
然后我们就一直 in control， 我们要确定在我们的控制底下。
And if we only think about our child, then we'll always be in control.
那我们会错过很多个发展期。
Then we'll miss a lot of stages where we can be developed.
我刚刚已经说过，错过之后我们会怪怪的。
And just like I mentioned, if you miss the stage, you will become strange and weird.
那我们就用这样怪怪的个性就进到教会里面来。
And then this weird character, you will bring this character into church.
那我就要跟你同工啦。你也怪怪，我也怪怪。
So then you have to work with me, and we both weird.
所以三言两语的时候，我们就不能够合作。
And then after we have few discussion, then we realize we cannot work together.
因为我们没有按照神给我们的时间去学习跟发展。
Because we did not grow and learn according to the stages that God has given us.
你知道吗？我介绍完之后，我就没有责任了。
And now, after I introduce these stages, I realize I have no responsibility at all.
因为讲真的很容易。
Because it's very easy for me to say.
给你几张，哎呀，好像好厉害，看看看，做是我们啊。
Because it's simple for me to show you all these PowerPoint, but it's hard for us to act on it.
所以为什么主耶稣把我们摆在一起？
So let's think why the Lord Jesus put us together.
他要我们利用每一次的机会跟时间坐下来讨论啊，分享啊，那个叫 fellowship.
And because God wants us to use every opportunity to have fellowship with one another, to discuss with one another.
Yeah, 他把各种年纪的人放在一窝里面，放在一个地方。
He put people with all ages together.
为什么？
Why did he put everyone with different ages together?
他应该很聪明啊，这群人不能合啊，应该就这个 group 放好这个，他应该这样，还是把你摆一起？
God should have put people with the same age together, but why he put everyone together?
他要我们学。
He want us to learn.
他要我们从别人的身上看见自己，在哪几个段、几个阶段，其实没有经过。
He wants us to look at other people who are at different stages and to learn from them.
那错过了没有关系。
And there are people who miss their stages, but that's okay.
他说：“你有我啊，我在你里面，你在我里面，要靠主嘛。”
And because there are different people, there are brothers and sisters around you. You can rely on them and rely on God.
不然你一直来干什么？
Otherwise, there's no purpose in church.
哦，就出现然后走，出现哎，这样子就过一辈子了呢。
So that's why you have brothers and sisters to help one another.
整个人生没有再往前走。
If you don't have them, if you just come and go, then you don't learn what God wants you to learn.
啊，跟你不和，跟你吵架，跟你讨厌，哇，然后你就一直来，你干嘛一直来？就不喜欢看到他。
So if you don't like the other person, why do you even come to church?
哦，你的好短哦。好，所以我还在等，说很长。好，那所以呢，就是说我们呢，主耶稣给我们机会。所以我们就是听到我们可以练习学，那我们要利用机会吃饭的时间相聚的时间，我们就去分享我们人生走过的路，主耶稣在那个当中就在里面跟我们一起讨论同工，他那个力量就进来，你去体会看看。是的。
So God gave us the opportunity to learn from one another through our fellowship, through lunch, or through gatherings. We can learn lives and learn about God's teachings from one another.
有时候你讲话完了之后，谈完了之后，你其实没有答案，对吧？可是你的心中会有一种平安，一种安慰在里面，激动你，那就是神在里面。
And sometimes even after the discussions or the fellowship, you may not have found the answer that you wanted, but God might motivate you or so that you will learn and understand His teachings from the brothers and sisters.
因为那个走在神的里面。
Because you walk within the Lord.
我们今天最重要就是我们怎么样把简单的神给我们的东西，我们真的走进去，而且我们相信，我只要这样子做是合神的意思。
So sometimes what's the most difficult part is to understand what God's will is and also walk in God's will.
所以一段一段会经过。
So we have different stages of life and to understand these wills.
有一个想法就好了。
Just to have a mindset.
因为懂这些也没什么，不懂也没关系。
Because it's nothing to understand these kind of teachings.
所以基本上到明天的下午，我会跟你们说，通通没有用。
So tomorrow afternoon, I will just tell you that everything you learned are useless.
我每次开讲习会到最后一节课，我就说，真的没有用，没有，你不可能因为听到这样，你的人生就改变。你懂我意思吗？是你真的是你自己走，靠着主走，你。这些东西你不用学就一直进来的，你懂吗？
So these are just merely words, but what's important is that you have to put these teachings into actions, and with God's help, you can do them.
有无？嘿，彼得，有无？彼得，捕鱼的呢？跟我学这个，没有学这个，哇！你看他爱主爱成这样子。
And think about Peter, he was just a fisherman. He did not learn anything, any of these, but he could do it. He loves God and he could put all these teachings into action.
可是彼得在之前他也是叛逆哦，他不认主的哦。
But prior to that, Peter was also rebellious and he did not recognize God.
那怎么样？怎么样？批评他？如果他是你的孩子？
So what do? You just criticize him? And what if Peter was your child?
人家后来很热心耶。
And but Peter became very fervent at the end.
为主而死耶，你呢？
And even,
懂我意思吗？
He even died for Christ, and what about you?
不要随便批评批评彼得。
So we should not simply criticize on Peter.
我觉得彼得太棒了。
I actually think Peter is very good.
我们的孩子太棒了。
And our children are actually very good.
你们昨天回家有没有练习跟孩子说 ，You are so good?
So last night when you go back home, did you actually tell your child that you are so good?
有几个家长回去有练习，今天有跟我分享。
And there were a few parents that actually they did this training and they shared with me today.
他说我的孩子吓了一跳。
They said that my child was shocked.
Are you nuts?
The child asked, "Are you nuts?"
因为没听过。
Because they have never heard that phrase before.
可是你们好谦卑，一听就回家练习。
But some of you are very humble. After you heard that, you told your child that.
基础功夫没有学好就回去练，太棒了，你们靠主。
Without the foundation, you already practice your martial art. That's very good.
抓着你的孩子说 ，You are so good.
You have to get your child and tell him that you are so good.
我跟你讲哦，你反复这样一直练习哈，就是他每天不论做什么，你到最后就跟他说 ，You are so good. 他真的会 so good 哦。
So if you practice every day, even though he might not do anything fabulous, but you can still tell him that you're so good, and eventually he will become good.
哎，要从心里面讲哦，不要这边会抽那个你的 muscle 哈 ，you're so good. 你不要这边抽动哦，你要真的从心中觉得啊，我听完了主的道理，啊 ，you're so good. 这边很放松 ，OK?
And it has to come from your heart. You cannot just.Say it fakely and try to say you're so good.
假如有一个机会让你跟你的孩子碰到的时候，不要讲太多，就说 Hey, you are so good.
And if there is an opportunity and you don't have to say a lot to your child, simply say you're so good.
你们今天已经知道年纪的界限 ，You are so good 是十三岁以后说的哦，不要回去跟十二岁以下的说，知道吗？不要用错了。So 我看到你们的脸很紧张。又把那个婴儿抱起来 ，so good， 他不需要听这个。
And be careful you don't say that to your children who is 12 years and below because they are not developed yet. You have to tell those who are 12 and above.
这个 so good 在十三岁以后，他需要这个 affirmation 肯定，他会定下去。就是你又帮他把那个根扎下去，他需要这个话。
And for those who are 13 and above, they need an affirmation.Information that they want to be stabilized.
我很怕你们用错。
And they, that's why they need. If you say you're so good, then they feel that they are more stable.
十二岁以前不用讲这个。
And if it's 12 and below, they don't need to hear that.
十二岁以前告诉他，这就是我要的东西。Go and do it.
And 12 and below, just tell them this is what I need you to do. Go and do it immediately.
他从这个你的 authority 上面，order 上面，他就。Feels so good.
And from
your, 这是他的脑
from your order and authority, they will feel good about it.
他会一开始这样，不要，对不对？他是人嘛，这样子，不要怕他。
And even though they might say no and try to shake it off,
就是这样子。
But you have to tell them no.
然后他就good, 妈妈好爱我。
And they will realize that even though you say no, you still realize that my mom loves me so much.
一过十三
And once they pass 13,
No, 我是你妈妈不准
If you tell them no, I'm your mother, no, you cannot do that.
刚好相反
And that will be the opposite.
我妈妈不爱我
And they will think that my mother does not love me.
那个时候做妈妈太慢
And that was too late for to be a mom.
那时候要说 You are so good.
And at that time, you have to tell them, you are so good.
他把你家弄到乱七八糟 You are so good.
Even though they mess your house, you still have to say you are so good.
我告诉你要练习，懂吗？
And you have to practice.
合圣经，因为那一段时候他的 anger 会进去，不惹他生气，不惹。
Because at that time, they have anger, and you don't want to exacerbate them.
你走在圣经的路上，你不用怕。
If you walk on the Bible, you should not be afraid.
但是如果你自己觉得很聪明，哈哈哈。我知道怎么掌控她，没收钥匙，没收什么？你做做看。
But if you thought that you could control her and try to confiscate the keys or anything else, and if you try,
我们做太多孩子哦，十八岁他们很多花样会出来。
And if you try, and for them at the age of 18, they will rebellious.
我们最怕是他误会了，结果他不要他的生命，最怕这个。
What we worry the most is that they misunderstood and they don't want the life anymore.
很可惜啊，所以我们要做 demo 模范，一个 model 给他看见，妈妈今天多么的喜乐。
So we have to be a role model to them and to show them that we are actually joyful in our life.
爸爸多么的平安在里面。
And as a father, you have to show peace in your heart.
全部从脸看得出来的。
Because everything you can be shown on your face.
如果我来跟你们分享这个，我的脸是可以让你觉得很苦的，你就想，啊，你在讲什么？你这么苦啊？你懂吗？有些人长得很苦，有没有？
So if I show you that bit of face, you probably will not be persuaded in what I say.
耽误你们两分钟。我有一个家长是这样的。
And there was a parent that I knew.
Okay, 他学嘛，就上课参加，哇，很认真。
So she was also attending my seminar and she was learning what I said.
非常 humble, 很谦卑。
And she was very humble.
回家了。
When she went home.
因为13岁，她的女儿两个13岁以上。
So she has two daughters and they were 13 and above.
哦，女儿啊。啊，我们今天坐在一起来，我们讨论一下，要学嘛哈。
So she learned what I she wanted to put in practice in what I taught them.
想一想。
So she said, "Daughter, let's sit and discuss."
想一想，哦，老师有这样说啊，就说，来，女儿们，你们说一说，妈妈有什么地方要改进的呢？很棒的题目，对不对？因为她学老师的。妈妈很谦卑，有什么要改进的呢
？So she asked the daughters that, daughters, what?How I can improve?
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think that I should improve on?
In which area I should improve?
In which area?
好，这个女儿看了很久。你吃错药吗
？And the daughter stared the mother. That you are you okay? What's wrong with you?
去哪边学这些奇门怪招
？What kind of tricks have you learned?
好，女儿也不客气了。
And the daughter just
因为他们这一代是直接出来的啦。
They just、yeah,
不会在那边啊，妈妈。嗯，妈妈，嗯，不会，那是我们，嗯，哈哈，不会。现在这一代的孩子，好，你问我，我告诉你。
So this is the generation that we have nowadays. If you ask me, I will tell you straight to the face.
你的心脏要很够力哦，因为你不要乱学，你学到你 open， 你要先够好那个力，它出来的东西很厉害的。
Because like if you are willing to be humble and ask your daughters or your children about things you have to improve, you have to be ready to accept whatever they say, because it could be horrible.
妈，你为什么长这样
？They raise up a question, Mom. How come
you look like that?
How come your face is like that?
他妈妈想我怎么样吗
？It's like so. How come your face looks so bad? So your mom wonder what's wrong with my face.
妈，你从来不笑。
And the daughter say, Mom, you never smile.
可是她的妈妈真的很会笑哎。
But that mom actually laughs a lot.
在教会真的很会笑。
She smiles and laughs at church.
妈，你很假。
And they say, Mom, you're so fake.
一波一波的海浪 tsunami 一直过来。
And it's just like a tsunami comes by like waves after waves.
好，不敢再问，我还要哪边改进了。
And then the mom dares not to ask anymore.
妈妈上来了。
The mom becomes angry.
上来了。我就是长这样，你怎样？
And the mom would say, "This is how I look like. So what can you do about it?"
我妈妈生我就是这么苦的脸，你怎样
？That's my brittle face. My mom gave me. What can you do about it?
吵起来了嘞。
And then it started an argument.
本来学得很好，女儿，你觉得妈妈哪里要改进
？So in the beginning, she wanted to be was humble and asked the daughter, "What can I improve on?"
所以啊，我们要学东西很好，但是在练习的时候，它不一定照这个来的，不一定的，你会疯的。
So you have to be careful, even though we learn good things, but if you do put onto practice, it might not go according to your plan.
所以我说，喜乐跟平安，它是从里面出来的，会改变你的样子。
So joy and peace comes from within, and it will change your appearance.
骗不了人的。
And you cannot trick people.
你的样子虽然长得很苦，虽然，可是那个出来的时候，漂亮。会漂亮。
So even though you could have a bit of face, but you have to be the beauty within could show on your face as well.
加班喽。
It's time for dinner.
累了。那我们等一下，七点钟。可是因为现在不能问，不好意思，因为你们都很谦卑哈。你们会留下来吗？
会。
谢谢。因为我们刚刚工作的人问我说，要楼上还是楼下？因为 就是怕说人如果吃完了已经饱足了哈，就是说他是为了等这个 dinner 的。对不起，我也很直接。那他走，那我们可能变十个，我们就可以 small group discussion， 对不对？可是如果我们现在看到的人不好意思不留下来的话，我们会留在会堂。你们有多少人会留下来
？So how many of you will stay behind？
举手，不用举手，我不需要举手，我看你们的眼睛就知道了。
So how many of you will stay behind？
好，我们七点钟在会堂，我们做一些讨论，好不好
？So at 7 o'clock we'll come back in the chapel and have some discussion。
谢谢你们的辛苦，感谢。
And thank you for your hard work。
我们祷告。
Let's pray together。